the glory of God, the glory of God. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. And the angels of the Lord come down from glory and encompass this house to shield me and my family from evil. For we know that it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. For apart from you, Father, we can do nothing. You are the good shepherd. You lead us beside still waters. You nourish and feed us by your Spirit, Lord. For you are a Lord. You are a Savior of great love and compassion. Wash us. Wash us and cleanse us, O God. The precious blood of Christ. And in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the anointed one from on high, the healing Savior God, I claim and speak healing into your people. May the Spirit of the living God come upon us now. And may we feel your healing touch. May it emanate from your presence right now into your people. God, irradiate us with your glory. Irradiate us with your love. Irradiate us with your joy. Irradiate us with your victory. Let us be strong and encouraged in you, Lord. Increase our faith, Master. Help us to know you in a deeper way, Father. You are so glorious, and we give praise to you, Lord, fairest of 10,000, mighty King, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Magnificent One, King of Angels, Jehovah Rapha, our healer and deliverer, the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the bright and morning star, Son of David, Lion of Judah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Majestic One, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Great I Am, the beginning and the end, Savior, Messiah, the truth, the cornerstone, Prince of Peace, Jesus, Lovely One, Rose of Sharon, fairest of 10,000, Lord of Lords, Master and Savior, Healer and Deliverer, the Captain of our souls, our Passover, King of all the saints, Ruler of heaven and earth, Majestic and Holy One, who rides the heavens on the wings of a cherubim. We cannot thank you enough for your blood that cleanses us from all of our sins, and for your loving kindness that perseveres and draws us to yourself. How can we resist but to praise you? For you are irresistible, and our hearts are drawn to your loveliness. God is beginning to touch you. God is beginning to fill you with his fire. There's holy fire upon you. There's holy fire upon you. There's holy fire upon you. There's holy fire within you. There's the healing virtue of Jesus in you, where every demon in hell has to flee. The power of the anointing that breaks every yoke is here, my friends. Lord, we ask for deliverance from demonic oppression. We ask for healing in our body, even as we lay our hands in that place that the enemy has afflicted with disease or pain. Jesus, we lift you up and praise your name.
Alleluia. world is about to begin.
Your host is Shannon Davis, and we are living in the time of the end.
T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have ignition. We will be reading tonight from the King James edition. Jesus told us to preach the gospel, cast out devils, and lay hands on the sick. If you are not obeying him, you better act quick. He's coming back, and we will all give a report. So obey Jesus, so you don't come up short.
Welcome aboard, everybody, to the broadcast. We're going to get started tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. My name is Shannon Davis. Let's get started. Let's open up in prayer. Father Yehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is our Passover Lamb, we thank you for this opportunity. Speak your word tonight. Bless the word as it goes forth. Confess all my sins to you, Father God. Forgive them, known and unknown. Back to the very first thought, word, deed, gesture, and action. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Right now we plead the blood of Jesus over this program, over the connection tonight, over everyone out there tuning in. Lift up David Measures tonight to you. Elvis Newhart, Terry Jefferson, Shane Hollenrake, Gary Stafford, and others that have been ill. We ask God tonight that you would touch them and heal them, raise them up. Loose your ministering angels to tap them. We say to them, be healed and made whole in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for this day, Father God, for this opportunity to read your word. Again, we plead the blood of Jesus over us all tonight and our family. In Jesus' name we pray. Invite the Holy Spirit of God to come. Amen. I'm going to be reading in 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as Yahovah, God of Israel, liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Yahovah came on him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of Yahovah. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of Yahovah came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as Yahovah thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith Yahovah, God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that Yahovah sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of Yahovah, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. She said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said to her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto Yahovah and said, O Yahovah, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto Yahovah and said, O Yahovah, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And Yahovah heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of Yahovah in thy mouth is truth. First Kings chapter 18. And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of Yahovah came unto Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared Yahovah greatly, for it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yahovah, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land and to all fountains of water and to all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beast. So they divided the land between them to pass through it. Ahab went the one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, fell on his face, and said, Art thou that, my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go, tell thy lord, Behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou would deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As Yahovah thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom where my lord hath not sent thee to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, go tell thine Lord, behold, Elijah is here. It shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of Jehovah shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear Jehovah from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Jehovah, how I hid 100 men of Jehovah's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thine Lord, behold, Elijah is here, he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as Jehovah of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of Jehovah, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Jehovah be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of Jehovah. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call the name of Jehovah. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for you are many, and call the name of your gods, put no fire under them. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he's talking, or he's pursuing, or he's in a journey, or peradventure he sleeps and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. These were false prophets, and they prophesied falsely, the prophets of Baal and those that worshipped in the groves. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Jehovah, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yehovah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Yehovah, hear me, that this people may know that thou art Yehovah God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Yehovah fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood, and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, Yehovah, he is the God, and Yehovah, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of the abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, said to a servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. It came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of Yehovah was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Kings chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servants there. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Yehovah, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked down, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid himself down again. And the angel of Yehovah came again the second time and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came there to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of Yehovah came to him and said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for Yehovah, God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before Yehovah. And behold, Yehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before Yehovah. But Yehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But Yehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But Yehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering end of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for Yehovah, God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And Yehovah said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael, to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elijah, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, thou shalt anoint to be prophet in thy room. Shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed from there, and found Elijah the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
see amber horses ascending in the desert sky. Bright chariots of fire burning in a whirlwind. A man is crying, "My father, my father," as he holds his veil by the River Jordan. Farewell, Elijah. Farewell, my father, Elijah. For I lay my mantle down. God sent down the Spirit. Fire, and in the glory of your presence, your holy presence, my God and my King. When Jesus showed me all the lambs not in his fold, and the urgent call to reach the blind and hurting souls, God of Elijah, send down the Spirit of Elijah, for I lay my mantle down. Send down the fire of Elijah. Prophet who could raise a little boy and who could calm the cry of a widow's broken heart, who will help the fatherless spread to revival in the land, for the filth of Baal has destroyed the minds of common men. For the spirit of Elijah is the pure spirit of the Lord, to empower all those who will obey, will pray, and will seek his holy face. As the dark storm gathers, let us lay aside our foolish dreams and pray like Father Abraham to spare our nation from God's wrath. God of all power, I hear the voice of Elijah's call. Consume all evil now. Send down the fire of Elijah. nations have kindled the fire of my wrath. Therefore, my people, humble yourselves and pray, and repent of your wicked ways, and seek my face, that you may be hid in the day of my vengeance, upon all those who do evil and despise my law and persecute my prophets. But you who walk holy and blameless in this hour, you who hear my voice and who know me, ye shall grow strong in the spirit of Elijah, and shall accomplish great exploits in this coming days. For ye shall call upon me for fire, and I will answer you with fire, and send to revival to my people, revival of holiness and purity and power, that shall sweep in my remnant from every nation.
Next up, friends, Del Sides. We're going to save this program. Hope you enjoyed another edition of Speak My Word. Stand by for the reset.